the top players and legends to the very best analysts around the world from wherever the beautiful game is played. This is BTP. Now, we're talking football.
Yes, hello folks, welcome to the weekly Manchester United show. I'm your host as always, Phil Brown, joined with my regular co-host and partner, of course, Martin Warwick on the BTP network. Thanks to all of you who download the show. So much to talk about today. We'll take a look back at United's performance against Wolves. We'll take a quick look ahead to the weekend's game, the Derby game, of course, and in the League Cup, what we could see there. You're probably already detecting the disappointment in my voice. I'll try not to be too negative today. But, Martin, how's things, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. It's kind of hard to be upbeat with what's going on at the moment, isn't it?
It is really hard to be upbeat. And as always, it's not so much, I mean, of course you have your own criticisms of United, but couched within that criticism, Martin, that isn't helping, is the form of City and the form of Liverpool, and the fact that both of them are doing exactly what you want United to be doing, playing football that way. And we'll talk about the Wolves game here, obviously. But before I do, Martin, you know, you and I get criticised for one day defending Mourinho and one day praising him. Same with Pogba. And let me explain something on that. Anybody that's anchored to a certain position and won't change it based on evidence is idiots. Nobody's position on any person should be all black or all white. It should be a bit of both. So if you see my opinion evolve, it's always because of evidence. And I do not want anyone to feel. If I criticise a United player, I want them to prove me wrong. I want them to show me that they're much better than how I am pegging them. So just worthwhile remembering that whenever people complain that we're always negative about Mourinho, and then when we do a show where we're not negative about Mourinho, we're criticised for defending him. Let's talk about the Wolves game. Yeah. Because first half, you know, United's winning 1-0. And as is often the case, United's second half performance is always worse than their first half. Most of the time. And it's always something we dread when United have a lead. Don't come out and play football where you're not continuing to attack. United's playing the final third is appalling, Martin. It's so bad. And I'm wondering, I'm going, why is Alexis Sanchez nowhere near the footballer we've seen at Arsenal, or at Barcelona, or at Udinese, or at Chile? You know, he performed exceptionally well for all of them, right? When Chile won the Copa America, he was their best player. Look at his stats at Arsenal before he left. But we haven't seen anything like that footballer. And this just, why is it that when players come to United, exceptional players, They deteriorate. I'm struggling. It's so difficult. And then I'm watching, I'll shut up on this rant in a second. Then I'm looking at Zaha at Crystal Palace. Magnificent. Mm-hmm. Then I'm looking at other players that have left United. Take a look at Memphis Depay stats. Yes, I know it's the French league, nonetheless. I'm sick and tired of seeing players leave United and go on and be exceptional. Why can't they find that form at United? What is going on? Is it Mourinho's fault, Martin?
Well, I mean, I don't think it can be solely pointed at Mourinho, but I mean, what we were saying last night, you and I, was you look at all the players who are really struggling and have been having a hard time. It's been going on for years now. I mean, I'm not removing any blame from the player by any means, but it's all the attacking flair players and the players who possess this attacking threat who are really struggling. And as you said there, you look at the likes of Zaha, who's thriving away. He goes back to Di Maria. I mean, yes, we know Di Maria didn't even want to be there, but these players are coming in. I mean, Sanchez, it's a shadow. I mean, it is a mere shadow of what he's capable of. And I mean, that is looking extremely concerning right now. Did we get the player in decline? I mean, his last 6 months at Arsenal wasn't particularly great. We've not seen anything. I mean, his return, his goals and assists return is shocking. I mean, I like the guy's work rate, don't get me wrong, but he's been killing. He's gotten away with it a little bit. You know, people get on Martial's case right away, one poor performance, but I mean, so far, you've got to say Sanchez has gotten away with a lot of below average performances. And Rashford, we talk about Rashford. Has he stalled? I mean, has that progression stalled? You've got to say, you know, potentially it has. And now you see the comments coming out from Pogba today, you know, about wanting to attack and attack, but he's not the manager. He's just a player. It's all pointing to the fact that this is tactically, it's certainly not ideal for Flair players at United.
I didn't see that. What did Pogba say today? I didn't see that.
It was, I mean, let me read the quote to you. I mean, he says, when we're at home, we should attack. That's Old Trafford. We're here to attack. I think teams are scared when they see Man United attacking. That was our mistake. We should just attack and press like we did against Tottenham, Liverpool, Chelsea and Arsenal last season. When we play like this, it's easier for us. What's stopping us? I can't tell you because I'm a player. It's not me. It's another dig. It's another needless comment, really, to the press. I mean, it's another comment and it's another performance where he looks like he's performing to get out of the club.
All right, I'll get to Pogba in a second. First of all, I want to talk about Rashford. Marcus Rashford has played enough minutes, whether it was off the bench or not, to be given enough of an opportunity to prove to Mourinho that he should start. If Marcus Rashford's scoring goals and taking his opportunity, we're not having a discussion about whether he plays enough or not. The fact that he is on the bench is because he's not taking the opportunities that he's being given. He's an exceptional young talent, but Mourinho's job is to win right now. And when Marcus Rashford misses one-on-ones, that's when our fans forget that he's a young kid coming through the ranks. It's easy to say that before he's picked, oh, he's a United lad, but that is never, that charity is not extended to Rashford in the developmental period. It is by some, but a lot of United fans don't do that. Secondly, so Rashford's only got himself to blame. And when you see a team with mediocrity, you see a lot of rotation. You see a lot of rotation because players aren't locking down the shirt. That being said, I was disappointed Mourinho did not start Martial after scoring in midweek away at Young Boys. Okay, it was deflection. It doesn't matter. It's something for Martial to build on. I take that from Sanchez right now.
Well, absolutely. I mean, players, when they're in poor form, and they're the goals they need.
What's the old saying?
It's something like that that could potentially kickstart someone.
What's the old saying that a striker will say, Martin? Well, all I need is one to go off my arse.
Just one. That's right.
And then I'm back on track. And that's all they need. Mm-hmm. But we've seen this before, where it's very difficult to build momentum whenever you're scoring and being left out. We saw this last season with Shaw. Mourinho said he had his best game of the season and then he's dropped a week later. It's ridiculous. Look, Mourinho, and as I've said in the intro, it's not all black, it's not all white. And certainly United have undermined him at times. Certainly United have given him excuses for failure. But what he has been given, he hasn't done enough with. And he is responsible for some of what we're seeing. He's responsible for how this United team plays. The fact that it has zero intensity. The fact that United's attack and play goes something like this. Paul Pogba plays like he's playing in a testimonial. The starts decides to get the ball in the middle of the park and do stepovers. And, you know, mess about and do back heels and flick the ball. And, you know, and launch 40, 50-yard passes in the hope that it cuts the team open. Because United don't have any natural width. They're so predictable. Every corner hits the first man. I think Fred's corners, every one of Fred's corners in that game hit the first man. It's same in Young Boys at midweek. And then you're looking at a forward line that Sanchez is a Mourinho signing. Lukaku's a Mourinho signing. There's 100 million in those two players alone. It's not acceptable with what United are getting out of them. And Mourinho has to take responsibility for the insipid football and the fact that here we are, six games in. United have played one half-decent team. Okay, Wolves are a good set, decent set. But a team United should be beating at home.
Yes, they're half-decent, but it's Wolves. It's Wolverhampton Wanderers. You just look at the state we're in.
8 points off the top, and we're only six games in, and we haven't played a decent team yet.
And that's the concerning thing. Eight points behind already. You know, with what is probably the softest schedule to start the league, you know, in some time, much, much softer than the top three teams right now have faced. We've faced Spurs. I mean, that's it.
And
I
mean, certainly beaten after a decent first half.
Yep. I mean, you can say a decent first half. Said, I think we said in the Ben Thornley pod earlier in the season, before the season started there, you look at them first six games there, United have got to be looking at 14, 15 points minimum. And, you know, we're six points off that target. I mean, with nine goals scored, by the way, in those six games, nine goals conceded, one clean sheet. It's poor, man, and it's just, again, we're waiting for some consistency, we're waiting to see improvement, and there's, quite frankly, I don't see any. This is what we've been seeing for the last couple of years now. There's money being spent. Yes, he wasn't backed as well as he should have been, but there's still substantial investment being made, and for what? The return is non-existent. And honestly, I mean, I don't want to sound all doom and gloom, but you better believe we're in a fight for the top four.
That's all we're in a fight for, Martin. That's not even a team that's capable of winning the league. And the tone was set early on.
Isn't it crazy that, I mean, I'm hearing people already, I mean, you're looking at Wednesday's game against Derby, or as they're now referred to, Frank Lampard's Derby. Mm-hmm. that all of a sudden becomes a big game. I mean, this is how far the standards have dropped. Where we're looking at, you know, that trophy is potentially, you know, one that we can maybe get a win in.
All right.
I mean, it's concerning. I try and be positive. I'm trying to go in with a positive attitude watching these games, and it just dissipates. I mean, it's just the same dire dross that we've been seeing for some time, and lack of belief, and lack of fight, and lack of desire. Yeah. Why is that?
Yeah.
Why there's never, ever, ever an excuse for a lack of desire, and you know, and epitomized by Pogba losing the ball, you know,
in the middle of half,
and then watch when the goal goes in. Him, Fred, they're 15 yards from the play. Just wandering back, and we've seen it. This isn't the first time we've seen it. There's no fight in the squad. There's no desire. So what changes? I mean, you're not going to ship out half a dozen players, even though they probably should be. But something's got to be done, and something will be done sooner or later, because I don't think we're far off from seeing a reaction, because financially, at some point, it's going to start. We're going to start taking a hit, and that's what's going to kick the board into gear, because, you know, quite clearly that's their main concern.
The only thing that provokes reaction from United and the board is financial matters. That's it. You know, United sacked Van Gaal when he didn't qualify for the Champions League, and United were subject to losing a fortune off Adidas for not getting into the Champions League. Boom, out you go. Right? Mourinho, if he doesn't qualify for the Champions League, Martin, this season, should be gone too, regardless of what's going on behind the scenes. But look, as for Pogba, if you want an illustration of the mess that United's in, you need only look at the Paul Pogba situation. How did you give this guy a captain's armband? Hi. Because ever since he got it, and if hi is this guy, vice captain of the club, because I'm going to tell you something, Martin, in all my years of watching United, there's very, very few players that I've watched that are openly taking the piss out of the club. Excuse my language. Because the way Paul Pogba is going about playing on this pitch, he's taking the field every week with this laissez-faire attitude of, you know, I'm the best player here, I'm just going to knock a ball up, United need me more than I need them. The fact that United are in a situation where they're coddling this guy, instead of taking him by the scruff, booting him into the reserves, I don't care. Let Barcelona watch you in the reserves, Paul, and tell them why you're there. Mm-hmm. All right? I don't care if you cost 89 million. But this football club is bigger than you. And if you want to respect it, then come on back and play. But you didn't do this at Juventus. You wouldn't have been allowed to do this at Juventus, partly because Juventus actually had leaders in the dressing room. United don't have a single person in that dressing room that could grab Paul Pogba by the scruff and say, either you perform or sit in the bench. Because I'm getting a little tired of all this, not Martin. How dare him come out and talk about United tactically? Yeah. Son, you're responsible for creating. Take responsibility yourself, because you cost United that goal at the weekend. by your arsing about in the middle of the park. You want to move to Barcelona? Why would they touch you?
That's what's crazy to me. Crazy. He's with every passing week, you know, the Barcelona's, the Real Madrid, exactly. They've got to be wondering. Would you spend 100 million on a Paul Pogba? I won't spend half that.
Not only that, he sat idly by and watched his agent also not only rip the piss out of the football club, but Paul Scholes as well. Now, I'm not saying Paul Scholes didn't deserve some of it, but go back to the Derby last year when he dyes his hair blue, knowing exactly what he was doing, and then allowing Guardiola to talk about the fact that he was offered to the football club and never corrected the record, never said, no, that's correct, that's incorrect, never said that, attacked his agent for coming out and criticizing the club. How dare you? You are responsible for everything Guardiola says.
Yeah, you've no problem coming on social media and giving a little dance and showing us your new shoes and what ridiculous outfit you're wearing this week. But, you know, it's all radio silence, isn't it, when those kind of things are happening, where he should be stood up and he should be defending the club and defending, you know, the legends from the club. Yeah, Paul Scholes gets a lot of grief now because he said nothing during his career. Why do you think he's coming out saying it? He's as frustrated as the rest of us.
Well,
you know, he's sick of
looking at
the
guy's career. I mean, he didn't have much to say. But he's not a paid pundit. He's supposed to talk. And just because you don't like what he's saying, and I don't always agree with him, but, you know, it's very difficult to look at United right now, especially when you're someone like Paul Scholes, who's earned the right to have a say. So is like Roy Keane and all that. They've all earned the right to have a say, and they know what they're talking about. When they're looking at this club from the outside looking in, it must drive him nuts, Martin. Because not only are we talking about, we're talking about a change in quality, but we're talking about a complete change in the characteristics of that dressing room that, quite frankly, are a disgrace to any top football club. Because there's nobody in that team. You know, when that game was 1-8, I was watching it. I was going, who's going to stand up and be counted here? Yeah. Who's going to turn around and get the team going? Who's going to turn around and issue a few nut tunes? Who's going to turn around and grab a game by a scruff and be a match winner? Nobody wanted to know, Martin.
Nobody wanted to know. For each passing game, you know, Fellaini should get more credit with every passing week, because at least, if there's one thing he's going to do, he's going to put an elbow in up and maybe pretend to make it look like he cares. Because there's nothing. There's nobody in. There's no fight. And this is not that we take out of the equation Wolves. How many dozens of games have we been saying this? And you're not telling me there's not the talent there, because there is.
Of course, there's the talent there.
By the way, Jurgen Klopp's playing the midfield of Jordan Henderson, James Milner, Gigi Wijnaldum.
Yeah.
You're telling me player for player that's better than what we've got, because it isn't.
And see, this is where I think Mourinho has to take responsibility. Because the sum of United's parts is underwhelming. And so when you look at the squad United have on paper, I still feel that there's more to be got out of this squad. There's also, you still can get more to Martial, Martin. I still think he's a world-class talent. His attitude is in question. I get.
Yeah, but you're not. You hit on the head earlier. You're not going to get any more out of him by, you know, being treated like this. I mean,
because you're just
You've got to back him up. You've got to back him. Was it a decent performance in the midweek? No, it wasn't. But he got himself a goal, and you don't know how he can kick on from that. But sitting him right back down on the bench. You know, and bringing Sanchez. I mean, what has Sanchez done to deserve to start? I don't. That's what I don't understand. This is where he's not doing himself any favors.
Martin, United are in a position where they're in a fight for their identity, because they were successful under essentially two managers, Matt Busby and Ferguson, both geniuses, mm-hmm. both guys who did it by being consistent within the club's culture, by using young kids, by buying not quite at the top of the market, but young players that United can develop into world-class players. And they did that. They bought players. They bought Van Nistelrooy's. They bought Roy Keane's. They bought players below the peak of the market and turned them into superstars. That identity is gone. United don't. When was the last time United developed a player from a young prospect into an exceptional talent? It usually ends up the wrong way. So there's that. There's the fact that United are no longer a successful team. They no longer have the fear factor. They no longer have that United will keep going to the last minute. They'll score. That psychological advantage. None of that exists.
No, we're soft. So we're soft. So, and every team in that league knows we're soft, and every team in that league knows they've got a chance. There's no fear factor.
No, of course. So when you look at it from the owners down, the club's rancid, Martin.
Yeah.
You've got owners that couldn't care less about the product on the pitch and won't care until the fans care. Why should they? Why should they care in their multi-million pound mansions whenever United fans are turning themselves to shreds over you need to go and support the shirts? Mm-hmm. Look, at some point it's okay to turn on these players. It's okay to let the football club know that you're not happy. And if you want to do that by banners, that's up to you, right? I think there's more effective ways of doing it, but that's up to them. So there's the owners. Then there's Woodward, right? Who is an intelligent investment banker but knows nothing about football, who's making decisions that he shouldn't be making. Then you've got Mourinho, that is not a United manager any day of the week, right? Will never produce football that's consistent with United style, and nor should that be a surprise. That's who they hired. So then you've got the players. How many of those players want to recreate what happened under Ferguson? Want to recreate? Mm-hmm. How many of those players have the hunger and desire? Because if they just had a morning, where's your professional pride? You're at home against Wolves. You've already lost to Brighton. City have smacked Cardiff 5-0. Liverpool demolished Southampton. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And you're going to put in a performance that, quite frankly, was a disgrace.
And, you know, I don't care. Well, I mean, not that I don't care how we set up. I absolutely do care. It's so frustrating. It's almost backwards right now. Away from home, we push our fullback side. We drop Fellaini in, and there's more attacking intent. And for some reason, we come home, and it's completely different. But I don't care if you set us out with eight at the back. I want to see a desire. I want to see a passion in the tackling. I want to see us. You know, every single ball is challenged, and you want to see that hunger and that. Doesn't have to be meaning attacking threat. Doesn't have to be gung-ho, you know, expansive football. That's what I want to see, yeah. Mm-hmm. But if we're going to see this defensive, tepid crap, then at least show me some fire and some fight. Because it's not there. It's just another 90 minutes that dwindles by. You know, people will point to a 3-0 win away from home. But it's young boys on a plastic mm-hmm. pitch. Was it? And that, by the way, it wasn't great. It's the level has been so poor that we look at that and go, that's a great performance away from home. No, it's a good result away from home. It's not a good performance away from home. It's a good result against a crap team. So, and by the way, they're more than their fair share of chances, young boys. So it's rotten to the core right now. It's rotten, and I don't know what the answer is. And we talk about the financial side of the game, and Woodward, you know, being this financial genius and marketing genius, explain to me how it's genius that Alexis Sanchez was probably on under 150 grand a week at Arsenal, and all of a sudden he's on £500,000 a week to sign him. I mean, where's the financial sense in that?
In some ways, I would defend Woodward slightly there, in that, look, this is Mourinho's choice. The fact that he isn't playing well has nothing to do with me. And wages are always only mentioned when players are not playing well. Then it becomes relevant. When players are playing well, nobody cares how much they're making. Nobody even references it because they earn it. But here's the things that concern me, Martin. So we're 3 years into Mourinho's tenure. How much progress have they made since Van Gaal? I wouldn't say a lot. I would say zero.
I see very little improvement.
No, because what was the complaints under Van Gaal? This team wasn't good enough to compete the highest levels. We're mm-hmm. still saying that. It's boring one-dimensional football. We're still saying that, right? Yeah. We're still talking about a defense that's not good enough for United. We're still talking about many of the same things that we talked about under Van Gaal. And it's not an excuse anymore to say, You know, Mourinho said it would take a couple of months to get the United players out of the Van Gaal rhythm. He's been there 3 years. It's not an excuse anymore. Whether he didn't get the players that he wants or not, he still should be doing better with the players that he has. Yes. That's a concern to me. It's a concern to me that 3 years in, we're still hearing the same nauseating sound bites. You know, whenever Juan Mata does his blog and says, "Oh, we gotta get a response. You know, next week we gotta be better. We gotta, you know, we keep fighting hugs." I can't read any more of that nonsense.
No, it's just all talk with very little, with zero response and very little action.
I just can't hear any more about, "Hey, next week you'll get a response. Hey, next week we need to do better." Look, I know that that's all they can say, but you know. Can you be honest for once? Can you actually come out and say something of substance? I accept that this is probably written for the 12 and 13-year-old fan and not for you and me. But I'm, you know, Paul Pogba releasing statements in interviews that he's not being challenged in. Someone should be asking him, what are you, I mean, I'll give Paul Pogba one, Paul Pogba didn't have to admit that he had an attitude problem. So he did. And he does have an attitude problem. That's unequivocal. And this idea that everything's hunky-dory between Mourinho and Pogba. Here's what would bother me. Martin, we're 3 years into Mourinho's tenure, and still, United cannot expect to compete for any major trophy. Because they're not good enough. No. They're not capable of winning the Champions League. They're not capable of winning the English Premier League. Any trophy that any top team desires, United cannot compete for that. That is ridiculous. 700 million spent since Ferguson left, and they still can't compete. There's something wrong.
Well, and you better believe that. We're 8 points back right now, and we thought last year was bad, finishing so far behind City. I mean, the writing's on the wall right here.
You looking forward to going to Anfield?
Oh my goodness!
You looking forward to going to City? I'm not.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, Mourinho will come up with a plan. He'll devise a plan, and it'll be, you know, the back's against the wall. And it wouldn't surprise me to get results at these places, you know. But it'll be a one off, and then it'll be back to normal. It's not. We could go there. He could take the handbrake off. We could go and play brilliant attacking flair football. Go and get a nice win, and then what would happen? He'd come home and play. You know, I don't know. He'd come home and play Brighton and play five at the back, six at the back.
Mm-hmm.
There's no consistency from the manager. You know, there's no consistency from the players. Well, there is consistency from the players. Actually, it's just consistently crap. But, you know, you're dead right. It's back to square one. I mean, we're saying the same things. We're saying the same things so far down the line. And, you know, when you look at a Man United team where the goalkeeper's, you know, in the top two or three in the league in saves made, I mean, when do we ever see that?
Well, if you look at United as it is right now, we've got nothing to build on. I remember talking to you last year about the signings United made, and I said that whenever United get to a point in the season when they only need one or two, then we know, like City did this summer. They didn't need to make changes. They bought Mahrez. Mahrez, who's already getting close to bypassing Alexis Sanchez, his stats at United, which is an embarrassment in itself. But look, I think that when you look at the fact that we're sitting here 3 years in, how many players would you say have been a success over the last 3 years? That United have something solid they can build on? Centre of defence is a mess. Right,
yeah.
Bailly and Lindelof. Bailly is now back to being Rojo as a nobody. Right, so the centre back pairing of Lindelof and Smalling is not a Premier League centre back pairing. That's a disaster, Martin. If I'm a striker, I'm loving that. I'm looking at Lindelof
and that's clearly now the preferred centre back partnership.
Right, so
I would say that now at least we're getting Luke Shaw. I mean, we're getting Luke Shaw, and he seems to have come out of it now. And we're getting some consistency from him.
But even with Shaw, the evidence is flimsy, right? So we've just started to see a little period. But let's just, okay, so let's go to the back four of saying Shaw, Smalling, Lindelof, Valencia. That back four can't win the league, okay? take a look. So there's nothing to build on in the back four. Valencia needs to be replaced. Maybe that replacement's Dalot. We don't know, okay? Could be.
Yeah, we can't get too carried away off one performance. Yeah. But albeit a very encouraging debut.
There's no obvious replacement for Lindelof or Smalling that anybody can come in and improve that centre-back pattern. I still think Eric Bailly is the best defender at the club, but Mourinho, for whatever reason, thinks otherwise. Valencia is a decent... He shouldn't be a first-choice right-back for a football club of this size. So when you look at that back four, it's not a back four that can be built on. David De Gea, best goalkeeper in the world. No question, right? And my God, United are lucky that he's loyal to them. So, Matic, good player, very good player. Definitely would rate him a success. Fred, I don't know yet. Some promising signs, we'll see. Ander Herrera, squad player. Andres Pereira, squad player. Paul Pogba, you know, Paul Pogba will not give you the work off the ball in the midfield to give you a defensive presence. He loses the ball, he doesn't care. That's not good enough for this football club. Up front, is barely even worth mentioning. It is a disgrace.
Oh.
That United are so boring. They're so predictable. Even the goal at the weekend came from outside the box. They don't create, they don't do anything. It's just, I mean, second half, it's one each. What are you going to do? What the best they could muster was an offside header from Lukaku.
And Lukaku, who should have banged, Lukaku who looked, was bad. Lukaku was bad, man.
He was awful.
But I mean, he scored. I've been a fan and been, you know, in his corner. I mean, he's going to score his goals, but man, does it take him some chances to get these goals?
Benitez hasn't created anything yet.
Nope.
You know.
No. Sanchez, you've got almost 150. Well, I mean, I guess you can say it was on a free, but realistically, it's about £150 million of a footballer in Lukaku and Sanchez. And there's still not enough goals in that team.
So
we've not take out the young boys game the other day, and we've not scored more than two in a match.
At a stretch, Martin, at a stretch, you would say De Gea is nailed on. Lucky you don't have to get another goalkeeper.
How much worse could it be?
Yeah.
if he wasn't there, because he has made some incredible saves again this year.
Lukaku, I still think on his day is a good striker. So let's say at a stretch we're talking De Gea, Matic, Lukaku. Everybody else is up for grabs. Everybody else. The fact that we're sitting here and we're 3 years into Mourinho's tenure and we cannot single out more than three players to say those are nailed on starters for this football club that we can build around. That is for me, grounds for dismissal. That is where I would turn around and say, Jose, you're saying the same things week in, week out. And it's okay to turn around and say, we lack the intensity. Okay, but why did we lack the intensity? Yeah. It's your job to make sure the team has it. And if you can't give it, if they're not taking you on board, you have to go. And as unfair as that is,
It's the way it's got to be.
Martin, United, this is going to be a painful season. It's going to be painful because City and Liverpool are going to dominate, and United are going to do the. I agree with you there. They're certainly capable of beating anybody on their day, but they're going to go out of the Champions League probably in the first knockout stage if they can get through. I have no confidence they'll beat Valencia. We saw Sevilla last season. You just don't know what to expect. Juventus are better than United.
You get stick for saying things like that.
But that's a fact.
You've got to be realistic, and it is. I've got no confidence from one game to the next. I don't know what United we're going to see, and I don't know. I mean, you're talking about Wolves at home. You're just talking, look at those first six fixtures. Man, you can't get almost maximum points out of them. Then, you know, we're going to be exactly where we are right now.
Well,
staring it in the face that, yeah, you're right. I mean, Champions League is a million miles away. Premier League is a million miles away. You know, the best you've got is a decent cup run. I mean, we're talking like a mid-table, lower table Premier League team.
You know,
after £700 million spent, three managers in and out. It's rotten to the core.
Well, the easiest thing to do in football, and I'm not saying it's easy, but it's easier to attack, is to defend, right? So if you're not a good team, you don't have massive resources, the first thing you have to do is sort out your defense. If you can sort out your defense, you have a chance. don't concede. I don't really understand the point of United going after all these expensive players and having this financial advantage in the market to then go out and play two or three defensive midfielders and have five at the back and play one guy up front. What's the point of that? I mean, that's something I expect of a mid-table team or a low-table team where they don't have the quality up front, they don't trust their individual quality up against the opposition, so they keep the game tight, see if we can take a point, and if we can take a point, then great. That's how United approach games. And you're going, he clearly doesn't trust the quality that he has, but why is it that you cannot turn around and do what Liverpool do what City do, and trust your quality and let them off a leash and say, do you know what, you go and impose yourself on them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pick a team that's going to defend against their strengths. Let them worry about our strengths and impose yourself. But that's not what happens. When you're asking your right and left winger to tuck in as essentially defensive midfielders, that means you're worried more about the opposition. Mourinho once said, the easiest thing in the world to do is to win a game 1-0. Well, I wish you'd have done that the weekend.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It doesn't make much sense at all, really. It really doesn't. I mean, you're asking players who are not defenders to tuck in and defend. Take away their attacking threat to try and defend, and to try and defend, and try and protect defenders who can't mm-hmm. defend. So, what is there to lose? What is? Go out, as you say, impose yourself, get on the front foot, and make these teams defend. Six teams we've played so far. Take Tottenham out of it. Five teams there that should have been on their back foot for 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, we're scraping results. It's embarrassing to watch. Wow. It's embarrassing to watch. It's embarrassing to hear opposition fans at this point too. Now there's not much of a comeback. It is ridiculous. Look, you can the amount of money spent, the amount of wages these players are on to see that the stuff we're seeing. I mean, I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand where this turned, and I guess you look back to the transfer strategy, I suppose. I mean, Alexis Sanchez is another one of those that wasn't on the radar, popped up. Oh, we'll go and buy him. We'll get the swap deal. I mean, at the time, I guess Mkhitaryan wasn't mm-hmm. working out, but there's another attacking player who's come in and gone out, has not worked out. And we're just seeing it again.
Look, after Ferguson left, this is when it changed. And then what Ferguson did was he exposed everybody. And his genius made sure David Gill's reputation remains intact. Somehow, the media forget all his massive failures and all the players that he missed out on. It wasn't relevant because Ferguson kept winning.
But he kept winning. Masks it all.
Yeah, if Gil had been working for Mourinho or anyone else, we'd be talking about this. And his reputation wouldn't have survived. But once Ferguson left, out the door went the genius. And then everybody got exposed. Then it was, all right, now let's see who's the bluffers and who's actually doing their job. And what we found out was that it was 90% bluffers. And in comes Woodward. And Woodward and David Gill detest each other. So David Gill wasn't too keen on having a transitional period of Woodward working underneath him. So United couldn't handle what is probably the most important appointment at the football club properly due to internal politics. That is ridiculous. This is supposedly the biggest football club in the world. Yeah. And you can't turn around and have a basic transitioning period. See, when you want to know whether someone can do an interview, you know, which is essentially PR and say they love soccer. But when you really want to know if they have a clue about the game, you look at their decisions. And they always get them wrong. The fact that Mourinho was appointed in the first place should tell you how little Woodward knows about football. And then surprised that we're seeing insipid football and seeing internal squabbles. This is Mourinho. This is what you get. Why did he think that this is what United should resemble? Because he knows nothing about football. Because, like all financial people, they only care about what's on paper. And if the result is good on paper, then everything's good. Mm-hmm. And so here's a guy that since Ferguson has left his football club, it's been mistake after mistake after mistake. Van Gaal shouldn't have been appointed. Woodward has to take responsibility for what we're seeing right now. He appointed these guys. You trust him to get a third one right? I don't. You know, everyone's talking about Zidane. Look, first of all, I want to ask if United were to turn around and identify Zidane, why? Well, other than he's a big name. Oh, he would sell well. Oh, he'd get lots of downloads and clicks. That's what it would be about, Martin.
Yeah.
And so I'm telling you, United are not just lacking the expertise on the field; they're lacking the expertise off it to get them out of this mess. City, where they're at, is a result of a strategy. Liverpool, yes. Where they're at, result of a strategy. United, where they're at, is the result of a lack of strategy. Mm-hmm. Because they neglected so many areas of that football club for so long, they thought, oh, we'll go out and buy a couple of players here this summer and we'll just close the gap. Don't work like that, right? And so now what you get is a squad like the old Newcastles, you know, tarted up with one or two decent players and the rest are garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Valencia should have been replaced 2-3 years ago. Smalling should never be still in a United shirt. It's ridiculous that we're even seeing him. Lindelof should be getting games off the bench and games that don't matter, like the one tomorrow, right?
On the Smalling, I mean, before people jump all over this, yes, Smalling has been very good recently. Not very good, but he's been decent. He should not. I mean, he should have been shipped out a couple of years ago. Lindelof, but every passing minute, it's looking like he's not United quality. Well, I'm sure Dalot will probably play on Wednesday.
It's tomorrow, it's Tuesday, isn't it?
Is it Tuesday? Tuesday, that's right. I'm looking forward to seeing more of him.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, again, I think tomorrow, you're going to end up seeing a team with the likes of, you know, McTominay will probably come in from the dark, you know. Mm-hmm. Martial will get his start there. I mean, you don't think that those players know it's the League Cup, you know.
But they should be going and giving them a headache too, though, Martin. I mean, none of them players have any right that this is the League Cup. None of them have done it at the Premier League or anything else.
But what I'm saying is, I don't think it really matters what they do in that game. Martial could go out and bag a couple. There's no guarantee that he would start at the weekend. McTominay could play very well tomorrow. He's not going to start at the weekend. Andres Pereira, deal with Dalot. I mean, he had a great game. I understand he was protecting him a little bit. You know, he played on the plastic pitch, on the artificial surface. He's come back from an injury, you know, protecting him. But you want to back those good performances up. Put a bit of confidence in the boys. Show them that you have confidence. Show them that you have the belief, and then you see what happens. No matter what happens in this game tomorrow, Sergio Romero might play.
Well, look, if you're a player on the fringes of United and you feel like, well, regardless of how I play here, it's not going to matter, then at this point you're playing for a move. It's just as important that you go in and put in a good performance, especially if this is one of the few games you're going to get. So that becomes a really, really important game for you. And also to win the PR war of, this isn't me, it's the manager, right? And you will win that PR war if Martial comes out and scores and plays well, and it gets harder and harder for Mourinho to justify leaving him out. I mean, Mourinho's not stupid. I mean, he knows that he doesn't want to lose the fans here, because that's the most important ally in this battle where mm-hmm. the lines have already been drawn. Mourinho knows what's coming, Martin. But look, that is the problem. That is a problem that... you know, how do you play your way into this team? That is an issue. I agree with you. But I'm just saying, look, when you look at what we're going to see tomorrow and these fringe players, how many fringe players right now are on the fringes of United that you think, you know what, he's promising? Phil Jones doesn't have a body that can last that can last the rigors of Premier League football. He needs to go. Can't carry him. Look, Marcus Rojo hasn't been a relevant footballer since Mourinho's first season. It's been 2 years, son. Time to go. Why are we allowing these players to still be at this football club? Mm-hmm. And if Eric Bailly, if you've lost belief in Eric Bailly, then he should have been gone in the summer. Let's not drag this out to a 2-year process.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Value drops. It's a mess. Nobody else gets signed. And then he goes. Look, these decisive decisions when it comes to the first team is, this is a serious problem. And so even Luke Shaw, we don't know how Luke Shaw is going to finish the season. We don't know how he's going to, he's been promising so far.
Yep.
But I mean, it's really difficult to be in this mentally.
We know he's fragile. That could change, and you know,
well,
it wouldn't change. You know what I mean? It's
how many net players play with confidence? When was the last player you saw play with confidence at that football club? It's been a while, Martin.
Yes.
I mean, when was the last dominating performance you saw from any other player where you were like, he could walk into anybody's team? Paul Pogba has that ability.
Oh, of course he does.
But he doesn't have the mental strength. And I'm telling you, that is the very fact. And see, this is where United need to take control of Paul Pogba. This is where United need to turn around and say, look, you got two choices here. You can leave, or you can stay. If you stay, you're going to have to play your way back into the team. If you want to leave, I would assume you need to show some decent first-team performances before someone at a top club is going to touch you. United need to put the onus back on Pogba, because either way, he has to come back into United's first team and put in some decent performances before he can talk about a move.
Yeah, it's not nothing about
yourself.
It's not nothing tactical about this. You've got to go out there and you just genuinely got to go out there and perform in whatever system we play, whatever's asked of you. You've got to go put in performances now. You're the £100 million footballer. Get out there and dominate a game.
You know what's sad about that, Martin? Is if that actual scenario actually happened, the only thing it would do is expedite Mourinho's sacking, because United would be so concerned about a £90 million asset sitting in their reserves.
Yeah.
And causing disruption, they would end up finding a way to get rid of Mourinho. That would be the cheaper option than having Pogba sit in the reserves and have his value dropped.
Which would be quite ridiculous, because there's no guarantee that next year Pogba wouldn't be off anyway.
Martin, I don't want a fringe player at any club who, you know, if you want to buy Pogba and Raiola, you know, go bring £130-140 million off for a team, right? Because if they turned that down for Pogba, they'd be nuts. I'd sell him now, Martin. If you got £130-140 million offer, like a Coutinho offer, let him go.
I'd let him go for our money back.
I would too, actually. For the £90 million, give me £90 million back. But here's the part that I'm not sure about. Do I trust Mourinho to go spend another £90 million on a replacement? Because if Mkhitaryan didn't work and his replacement didn't work, that's a concern. That's a serious concern.
And Mourinho's centre-backs haven't worked.
His centre-backs haven't worked. I mean, this is why I was saying, how many players is he improving, or how many of his own signings? Because usually his signings are quite loyal to him.
And that's something that you know, the most ardent of Mourinho supporters can't argue. Or if you can, then, you know, please feel free, because, you know, just show me which players he has genuinely improved and he is getting the best out of. Because that's going to be a hard one to come up with. It's a hard one to back. You know, it's not all on Mourinho, but Mourinho's got to take his lumps too. Yes, the players are mainly at fault for this, but come on, you know, if he can't get the best out of him, then they've got to find somebody who does, and that's football.
Yeah, and I think that when I look at this United team, I just don't think over the 3 years, and I don't want to be repetitive here, he's done enough to justify giving another £150 million to, in the hope that things are going to change. The key markers for Mourinho at Chelsea were, and at other clubs, Real Madrid, Inter Milan, he had a core group of senior players that were his generals on the pitch. Frank Lampard, John Terry, his generals on the pitch, plus Drogba, right? So a combination of his signings and players that were already at the club who would have went through a brick wall for him.
Yeah.
But to be fair, as much as I detest John Terry and Frank Lampard, they're winners, right? So Drogba, winner, right? And so he had that at Real Madrid, even though he had the Casillas situation, which he got right, by the way, and then he had it at Inter Milan with Diego Milito and Ito and players like that were all, you know, Cambiaso players that would have gone through a brick wall for him. He doesn't have that at United. and his signings aren't working. He doesn't have any players that are at the club. I mean, if Martin, how many players in that United team would you want standing beside you to get in a fight? I wouldn't want any of them. Right? First of all, we swung a punch they'd most likely miss. And secondly, right? I wouldn't trust any of them to care enough to throw a punch. They'd probably do a silly dance. So, Martin, it's really disappointing. And, you know, this is, in my opinion, if I had to make an evaluation on United, they're above average. They're a top eight team, a top six team maybe. But a top four team?
It's tough. It's tough to say with any confidence, isn't it?
No. And so...
And saying that, we'll probably go out and win 5-0 tomorrow.
Tomorrow means nothing in terms of the result.
No, he doesn't, but he could... United could quite easily go out and bang the goals in tomorrow, and then it'd be no different. Then it'd be revert back on Saturday or Sunday. We're just all over the place.
Well, you know, the thing is that regardless of what happens at the weekend, I've seen enough this season to be really concerned. I've seen enough this season to believe that even if they had have signed Alderweireld, we'd still be struggling, because the problems that United have aren't just at centre back. Yeah, Alderweireld wouldn't fix the malaise up front, because you watch how slow United's transitions are from defence to midfield to sidewards to backwards to back to the defence. Then they pump a long, hopeful ball forward down in their channels, and then there's the arguments, and there's the finger pointing, and then there's hopeful crosses, and then there's Pogba having a hopeful 30-yard punt. And
Then there's a lack of transition to defend.
And then Adama Traore.
I would love to see a couple of kids in there tomorrow.
But see,
just to give something to lift us up a little bit, to give us a little bit of hope that there's something there, you know. But we're going to see them people, like you say, who are on the fringe, who don't take their opportunities when given.
Well, exactly. And with some of the kids, I think you get the hunger. I would like to see Tahith Chong tomorrow. I don't know if he's injured or not. I would like to see maybe even Angel Gomez in some hope for the future. And if Tahith Chong or Angel Gomez does play tomorrow and play well, give him a crack in the first team. Because if Mourinho was smart, he'd stick one or two of those kids in and know that the United fans would get behind them. And he would be able to make a point. Martin, I'm telling you, it's really, really concerning. And I don't know if it'll be dramatic in terms of... Mourinho might just win enough games to where the predicted meltdown doesn't happen, but it's still not going to be anywhere near good enough. And I don't think he'll resign. I think he's going to force United into sacking him.
Oh, I think so too.
But... But United are going to be really concerned about what he does on the way out if it starts to go south, and the hostages he's going to take on the way out. We shall see.
It's going to be messy.
And Mourinho's failure at United is as much confusing to me as everybody else's failure. It's weird. How is it that Mourinho isn't doing anything of what he's done in previous clubs? How is it that all these players, what virus is existing at that football club that immediately renders someone average the minute they walk through the door? I know it's a massive football club with massive expectations, but it's just perplexing to see all of these failures. And so we shall see. Martin, before we go, mate, you got any other comments? By the way, happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Mention that. congratulations. Happy birthday, mate. And
thank you very much. Yeah. Anything 40 years old now. Join the 40 club. No, I do hope we see a couple of the young ones tomorrow to give us a little breathe a bit of life into the squad, breath of fresh air. And you know, let's go. We're at Old Trafford. You know, maybe you'll see the League Cup as a time to let loose a little bit and let the boys go and play, and maybe you'll learn something. And we might see a rollover into the weekend, but I doubt it. I'm sorry to be all doom and gloom, but it's just not an awful lot there to see. And if it was poor, but I saw where we were heading, I could be a little more positive. that's the trouble I'm having. I just don't see where we're going with this. I don't see where it's going to change, unfortunately. And this is not about me wanting Mourinho out. I just think at some point it's going to become a necessity, because like it or hate it, those players, he's not, all of a sudden you're not going to dump 6, 8, 10 players. It's the manager's going to get the chop at some point. The axe falls on him first, whether his players have let him down or not, which they are. But he's got to take some of the blame for that. So we shall see. Let's just hope for a nice performance and a nice comfortable win tomorrow against Frank Lampard's Derby.
Just to finish up on that, Martin, that's a really important point with Mourinho, because personally, I don't care if Fred the Red is the manager. I really don't care. I just want to see him play good football.
You were laughing at me when I said Nicky, but it's not looking so silly now, is it?
I
want a bit of...
But I still think you have to have a body of work to get appointed. But the point is, I don't care who does.
We've appointed two managers with a fantastic body of work.
But have they? I mean, when you look at Mourinho has a fantastic body of work, but the way he coaches his teams, is that consistent with how you want a United team to play?
In terms of body of work, we've hired two
managers. I know, in that sense.
Tick the box, but it's a concern that we're even contemplating what type of manager has to come next. It's got to be somebody who's, Sean Dyche. That sounds ridiculous, but it's got to be somebody who's going to give them an absolute bollocking.
I don't want the Moyes experiment again.
I'm being a little facetious there, of course. But it's somebody who's going to get a reaction. It may not have to be a Zidane, a top name out there. You know, maybe it's someone within the club who's going to get us back to the club, the beliefs of the club. I don't know. It's just such a confusing time. I don't know where it's going
to
go.
I think that job is so big and so difficult right now to catch City that it's going to require somebody with experience of a big football club, like someone who's at the very top of their game, because if you're someone that hasn't been exposed to that type of pressure before and that type of expectation, it can swallow you up really quickly. I think you need... Even someone like a Zidane, Martin, you know, this is such a difficult job. United are so far behind City in the way they play. Look, it may be that you get somebody to come in and have these players play with confidence, and we're not as far off as we think. But you can only judge them on what you see right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if somebody's going to come in and turn these players into world beaters. But the reality is, right now, this team is far behind Man City, and the only acceptable outcome for United manager, regardless of how long you're there, is if you have to win the league. In order for United to win the league, Martin, a lot of things would have to change. A lot. And so it's going to take someone with experience and know-how. And if Mourinho can't do it, then I don't know. It may be. I think it's going to be a long process. I don't expect United to win the league anytime soon.
No.
Folks, we'll go ahead and leave it there. And like Martino says, apologies for all the doom and gloom. I don't mean it. But there's almost a reluctance and an acceptance of the position, and with a pragmatism rather than a massive disappointment. But it does hurt. Martino, I'll leave it there. Thank you so much, mate. Folks. Thanks for all the downloads. Thanks for all the comments. And we'll be back again next week. All the best, folks.
All right.
See you, Martino.
See you later.